Welcome again this morning. I'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 12. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks, praise, honor, and glory, Father. As we meet this morning, we just give you reverence and thanks for what your Son has done for us, Father. We give you praise and thanks for his birth, for his perfect life, for his death on the cross, for his resurrection, for his ascension to the right hand of you. Father, we just praise you and thank you for all the things that we have in our life. We thank you even for the trials that you give us in our lives, the sicknesses, the financial disparities that we go through. Father, we just praise you and thank you for these, because we know that even during these trials, and particularly through these trials, we may be brought closer to you, Father. So we just praise you for all things. We praise you for a rainy day, a sunny day, a snowy day. It's all just to your glory, Father, because no matter what goes on in our life, we have you. We just thank you and praise you for all the things that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.